the ramp.
Yeah.
The ramp.
Yeah.
It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people.
That's great.
He just had cancer.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
Yes, indeed. It is the latest edition of The Ramp, and this is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate and Sante Center for Healing. Here he is, Monte.
Thank you so much, DJ. Talk to Razor here shortly, but first, we got another heist to talk about, gentlemen.
Where?
This one was in Germany. So, good earlier time. This year, we had the big heist at the Louvre. Remember that one?
Yes.
Where they robbed...
I was literally just looking at that.
Where they robbed, childish term, all those, you know, jewels and invaluable items. Well, they arrested those dudes, but I guess they're still having a hard time tracking down the actual stuff they stole. But over the weekend, in Geisenkirchen, Germany, which is, I guess, a little bit away from Frankfurt, there was a heist at the Sparkass. S-P-A-R-K-A-S-S-E. Sparkass. The Sparkass Savings Bank in Geisenkirchen.
This all sounds very made up.
Yeah. I'm questioning the validity of this story.
And in this heist, thieves broke open more than 3,000 safe deposit boxes containing money, gold, and jewelry. And just based on how much each one of these safe deposit boxes was insured for, they made off with at least $30 million.
If TV and film has taught me anything, all safe deposit boxes are loaded with cash and maybe a gun. Maybe a little pistol.
A passport.
Giant, yeah. Yeah, passport, money, like fake IDs.
Yeah, an envelope, like a manila envelope with important documents. Yeah,
a way to get away should the heat get on you.
Yeah.
Well, in what was being, in what is being called by the Geisenkirchen police as a professionally executed heist.
The professionally executed heist.
They likened this break-in to a heist performed in the Ocean's movies, because this happened during the kind of downtime of the Christmas break and the weekend.
Did they use a pinch?
No, they did not get like an EMP and turn. And
did it happen during a boxing event?
No, not that closely aligned to Ocean's 11.
They didn't have a boxing event in the.
No, and they didn't have Julia Roberts play Julia Roberts like in Ocean's 12.
She didn't play herself.
She did in Ocean's 12. Remember
she played
that?
Herself?
Remember there was a, it was such a flimsy plot point where they were trying to steal that Fabergé egg and they said that whatever her name was in the movie looks kind of like Julia Roberts. So what if they had her be Julia Roberts? It was a bad point in otherwise. What? A good trilogy. But anyway.
By the way, they're making a new one.
They are. It's all that. Maybe talk about that in Entertainment Spotlight. But they say that the thieves used the quiet Christmas days to rob the building. And what they did was they use an adjacent parking garage to drill in and get inside of the bank.
Yes.
And remember, They opened 3,000 safe deposit boxes. So this took place over several days. This was an elaborate plan.
How many people were in their team, do they know?
So they didn't say exactly how many, but witnesses have reported seeing at least several men carrying large bags into the staircase of a garage overnight from Saturday into Sunday. And then even into Monday morning is when they finally got a fire alarm alert that let them know something may be amiss.
Question. Did the large bags have a dollar sign on the outside of it?
As they're wearing the...
We should have known they were wearing the
black mask
the
over there.
The skinny mask just over the eyes.
With the black and white shirt.
Yeah.
It wasn't that cartoonish. But they were seen loading all of these bags into a black Audi RS6. That's a great heist car.
Yeah.
It's a good car to get away in. And eventually driving off. And when the police finally got there, they were long gone. And all they discovered was this big hole that they had dug into the underground vault room.
Didn't that take place? What movie was that called?
Shawshank Redemption?
No.
The Stupids?
No.
Ricky Stenicki?
No.
Ricky Stenicki?
Son-in-law?
No.
The Jurassic one with Denzel Washington.
Bambi.
Oh, remember the Titans?
Man on Fire?
No, Man on... No.
You're talking about Two Guns?
Inside Man?
Inside Man.
Manchurian Candidate.
Where, like, they dug... Like,
there's a lot of options there.
Clive Owen, like, dug a hole into the wall and just hung out there.
He stayed there for a while.
And then walked out the front door.
In the middle of, like, just everyday traffic, he walked out.
Awesome. And he slipped a diamond in his pocket. That was
indeed.
Cool. Did they slip any safety deposit boxes in pockets?
Into their pockets? I mean, maybe, but we won't know because these robbers...
Scatter to the wind.
Again, childish. Are still in the wind. They have no idea who they are. And now they're having to deal with all of these people who had their safe deposit boxes mad. I mean, they've had at least 200 people.
Hey, my fake passport's been stolen.
Show up to the bank and they're demanding answers. Like, what the hell happened? Because a lot of them are saying, look, you may have that box insured for $10,000, but we had way more valuable stuff in there than 10 grand.
And they're all German.
So, the way they're yelling sounds extra aggressive.
Oh my.
Give us an example of what that might sound like.
Hey!
No. What a give up try. Terrible.
My box has been stolen.
They're not Muppets.
The Spark-ass police said 95% of customers' boxes had been forced open, so they basically hit everything inside this bank. And now, they're having to deal with all these people that are upset. They had to set up a separate tip line or hotline for anyone that had a safe deposit box there to call in and tell them
what they had, so if they try to fence it, they could try to track them down?
Indeed, and just, tell them, hey, what all did you have in here, because we're going to have to try to make this right.
Did they leave any kind of calling cards, these robbers?
No, they didn't leave, like, the little Joker card or a Riddler question mark.
Yeah.
Ooh. That would be amazing.
Was it all frozen, Mr. Freeze?
One guy said
I'll see myself.
He couldn't sleep last night because he had his life savings in there.
Oh, poor guy.
That he was saving for old age.
What?
I guess instead of, investing that in something that would,
bring money back
or, give him 2% return a year.
I don't think that makes that guy that unique. No, I think most
just
people
kept him in a safe deposit box.
I think that's the purpose of a bank.
Yeah, I think most people are saving money for the future in some capacity.
Well, at first when I read this and I read that there were people mad, I was like, well, did they think that their money was actually in this bank? But if they had safe deposit boxes, then yes, whatever they had was inside the bank.
But at that point, why wouldn't you just have the cash? And I'm sure there are valid reasons, but I don't know why. What's the advantage of having just cash in a safe deposit box at the bank versus...
It's probably valuable.
Because you can
like
access it immediately. I mean, if you were to try to get, if he had like 100 grand... I don't know that the bank could immediately give that to you if you went and asked for it.
I doubt it.
I think they could.
I don't know. I don't think they keep
that much money
on
hand.
Or they want to give you that much. I just...
I don't know.
I don't know. I guess I don't think that they do, which, like I said, is why I was like, why would they care that much? But, if you had that not along me. With, your grandma's... I was going to say pearl necklace. If you had grandma's, jewels, and then
why would you keep that?
You know, the key to the safe or something, and then, yeah, that would be a big problem. But anyway, I always like to hear about a good heist because
yes,
that's kind of like the ultimate male fantasy, to be able to pull off something like that and get away with it.
And drive away in an exotic car.
Yeah, and then they cut to
bang
you.
A German broad.
In Monte Carlo on a boat.
In Tahiti with some woman, and y'all are just sipping Mai Tais while the police are scrambling looking for you. Anyway, shout out to the...
to the robbers.
To the robbers.
To the player of the day.
Out there in...
robber.
Gilsokirken.